Welcome to More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that is the Lord of Julieland, Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon, sir.
So, we're trying something new today.
What is it?
We're trying to do a Skype call. Our guest today is on Skype. Isn't that kind of crazy?
It's crazy.
So, we're going to see how this goes. This is our first time doing this.
Yep.
And unfortunately, our guest couldn't be here in studio today because he's in the great state of Canada. Today, our guest, a friend of the show, hasn't been on in about 100 episodes, Mr. Lord Morpheus.
How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm thinking that you're probably scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's why you scheduled me in. So
no, we had a very... We had a very special reason for bringing you on, which we will talking about. So how are things in Canada?
Canada land, exactly. The 51st state, or as we like to call ourselves, America's hat. It's good. I mean, summer's all finished up, so now we're building our igloos and getting our Tim Hortons coffees ready to be our little central furnace. So we're looking forward to, you know, 9 months of winter.
Winter is coming, as they say on Game of Thrones. Oh.
Give me a break. That TV show makes it out to be such a big deal. Here it's just, you know, 9 months of the other season. We put on our snowshoes and we trudge over to the corner store and send the kids to school and all that jazz. So it might be a big deal in Game of Thrones, but to us, just get out of the way for the snowplow.
And it's time for hockey season, right?
Oh, is it ever? And I can make a prediction. I can make a prediction that my team, the Leafs, will absolutely positively shit the bed yet once again.
When do you think a Canadian team will ever win it again?
Well, there's enough Canadians on all the American teams, so we don't really see that as a problem. We're infiltrating the America.
Okay.
All of the America.
Okay.
One by one.
It's a small invasion.
Yeah, but the Toronto Maple Leafs are never going to win a cup in my lifetime, so I kind of gave up holding my breath. I feel like sort of like a Chicago fan. You know, I root for the underdog knowing they're not going to do very well, but it's still a good time to go out and have fun with your friends.
I agree.
If you lower your expectations, you're pleasantly surprised a lot of the time.
I think that's what we do here at the podcast, Mo.
Yeah, we lower our expectations. So definitely this Skype show. I hope everything works out with this, and I hope everybody enjoys the episode. But we brought you from Canada over Skype to talk about Morpheus's bondage extravaganza.
Yes.
So,
thank you very much.
No, not a problem at all. And about 100 episodes ago, I think it was episode 53, you came on and talked about the extravaganza, and we wanted to have you back because this is the 10th anniversary, and it's a very special year. So why don't you tell us about what's going on?
Well, I really appreciate that, guys. We've for people that are new to MBE, which is, you know, Morpheus's Bondage Extravaganza, what it has morphed into, pardon the pun, is it's the world's largest public bondage event. The world's largest. We started off with a small storefront about 10 years ago, and then the second year got a little bigger, and the third year got a little bigger, and the fourth year got even bigger. And it's been doubling itself to this year. We have, let me do the quick math in my head, we have 680 performers and volunteers across 6 countries and 9 cities in the world. And what's happened is we've traveled to all these different cities like Cincinnati or Orlando or Manila, Philippines, or Sydney and Melbourne, Australia. We've had Vienna as well, and of course Toronto. And what we've done is we've videotaped the performances. They've been live performances performed for the public for free in different venues in all those different cities at different events. And we've taped all of those, and we're going to play all of that footage back at all each individual city along with the live stream that we do in Toronto on October 1st. And it's the 10th year, and some people that have been following us know that it's sort of a bittersweet year because the Toronto event on October 1st is going to be the very last MBE that's broadcast. We have an encore performance in Melbourne, but for the most part, we're wrapping up this huge, beautiful artistic event with a really great bow. And we would really love people to watch or to come and participate. And, you know, 10 years is a long time to be doing something. I mean, you've been a professional photographer for a long time. Well, you know that after the 10-year mark, things need to change, they need to shift, they need to take a different direction so that you can be constantly interested. And we've had a really wonderful 10 years, and now it's time to kind of put a bow on it and see what maybe MBE 2.0 looks like, or what other projects I might have on the go that are just as engaging and just as interesting. So, I mean, I know you've been to MBE, you were at MBE last year, Mo, in Toronto, and really appreciate your help, because you weren't just a pretty face. You're out there slugging gear and working the cameras and helping us out in all the capacity that you were able to, and really appreciate that. And what I really love about MBE is that it's in a contrast to other events, other kink events, other rope events, because what we do is we perform it for free. We ask the people to travel at their own expense from around the world, and they do come from around the world, to perform for this one night to showcase the beauty of erotic rope bondage. And we do that because we want to kind of do an outreach to vanilla people or civilians that might be a little kinky, or they might want to see the beauty in the artwork of rope bondage or learn how to do it themselves. And it's been a really wonderful 10 years, and I can't thank all of the people that have been involved over the past 10 years enough for all of their time and their effort. So what started off as a small little fun event has really morphed into something very large and very comprehensive. And it's sort of like, I don't want to call it the holy grail of rope, but in order to be accepted at the MB event, you have had to put in, you know, a certain amount of time, certain amount of practice, certain amount of concepts that you've developed. We have a theme every year, and this year's theme is mythology. So we are asking people to center their performances around that theme. Mm-hmm. And it's been overwhelmingly enthusiastic. You know, we were in Orlando. Last taped location was around in Orlando during FIRE, which is the Florida Intensive Rope Experience. And we had so many people performing and showcasing some incredible rigging and beautiful art. And I'll be the first person to always give credit where credit is due. When I started this, I was pretty good at rope bondage, and I've been pretty good for a number of years, but there are some people at MBE that far surpass my ability. They do things that I never even dreamed were possible. So MBE has been able to give people the opportunity to showcase their art and really have something to work towards for the whole year.
Now, last year, I was up in Toronto in October, and so I got to see MBE in its more original version. Now, I've also seen MBE. I attended in San Francisco. I attended twice in San Francisco up at the Armory in at kink.com, which was a great venue for this. The first experience that I had with this was at the upper floor. Why did you choose not to do San Francisco?
Oh, first thing I want to say is Peter Ackworth has been a tremendous supporter of MBE. They donated the space for free as a community outreach for us for those 2 years that we did it, which was 2014, 2013, I think. Or is it 2014, 2015?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we're really, really thankful for all of the help that they gave us. The reason we're not back in San Francisco this year is because we decided to do some other cities. We only have so many resources, and we want to give everybody a chance. You know, we're Canadian, so we really, you know, believe in fairness. So after we didn't do San Francisco, we gave Orlando another chance. We also took it on the road to go to Vienna and Manila, the Philippines, returned again. So really, it wasn't anything that San Francisco didn't do. We just wanted to give other cities a chance, and we truly appreciate all the work that that Peter has given us, all the opportunities Peter has given us, and especially Dan of Danorama. He was really the person that spearheaded getting MBE into the Armory, and we're forever grateful for that. And if I'm ever in San Francisco, I'd love to take Peter out for a beer.
No, Peter's a great guy, and Dan also. They did a great job. Now, again, I was in Toronto last October, and I believe the theme last year was it Heroes and Villains?
Yes, it was Good versus Evil.
Good versus Evil, that's what it was. And so there was a lot of costuming, there was a lot of great visuals, and it was a nice big open space, and there was probably about 15 people performing at the same time. Am I a little high there?
No, that's about right. There's about 15 rigging stations. So when people walk into the space, they're greeted by rows and rows of truss systems where people are being suspended and performing. And it's not like sitting and watching just one performance at a time. Like, there's multiple performances happening all at the same time. So you can move from one to another and see something different every minute of your time that you're there.
Now, you mentioned about, you know, 10 years and obviously things, you know, over a period of time, you know, you do want to move on. You want to try other things. I'm hitting my 9th year in porn, you know, one more year. Who knows where I'm going to end up? See if I, you know, see if I move on, because, you know, I understand the feeling of boredom, hitting a point of, you know, where you've done this enough. It's, you know, you want to go off and try other things. What do you anticipate? What do you have things in the future that you're looking that you want to try out? Anything?
I have two amazing projects that I would love to talk about, and I can't because I'm under a non-disclosure contract. I can promise people that if MB returns, it will be a little different. It will be just as exciting. But some of the other projects I have on the go involve partnerships with for another book that I'm very excited about. I can't really talk about it just yet. But, you know, I've been involved in the kink scene for probably 20 years, and the past 10 years have fulfilled me so great because of all the involvement in the community. And we've had a lot of cross community kind of involvement. Like when I was out in California for a while, I think it was about 8 months, somehow I convinced all kinds of really pretty girls from porn to come and get tied up, and lo and behold, we do. So we have a lot of people that are, you know, moving from porn into MBE, and we have people in MBE that come from different walks of life. So it's kind of been really terrific to see how many kinky people are out there in that may not be part of the kinky community. They just like to get tied up, or they like to try new things, and they're adventurous. And that's one of the things I love about the people from LA, is you tend to be a little more adventurous and you want to try new things, and you're open to new experiences sexually. And rope doesn't necessarily have to be sexual, but it can be sexualized, and it can be a concept and a vehicle for greater freedom of expression in terms of things like, you know, shape, form, color, function, theme, right up until I saw some beautiful performances last year that absolutely blew me away, where they took the basic theme of good versus evil and took it so much farther as a concept. When I was in Orlando this year, last month, there was this beautiful one of like a suspended mermaid, and the gentleman who was doing the rigging had created this beautiful rope mermaid tail for his model and had her hanging and swinging around. And I'm a big fan of mermaids. I saw Daryl Hannah in Splash when I was a young man, and geez, you know, I can't get enough of mermaids. So that was sort of like a little shout out to me. It was really incredible. But in terms of other projects, I'm not going away. I've got lots of stuff on the go, and I'm really excited about some new directions and some new avenues. So I'll let people know. They just have to go to my website, and they'll see what I'm up to. I'm up to all kinds of weird nonsense.
Now, one of your last projects, it may have been your last book or the most recent book, Bondage Basics.
Yes.
Is a great educational tool for people that are new into into the lifestyle, or want to play around, have some fun. Do you do education of bondage?
I do. And I've actually backed away from it a little bit. So I really teach more on a one-on-one kind of private tutoring basis right now, because one thing that really took off over the past 5 years is I've been asked by a lot of universities to come and speak on behalf of kink for their human sexuality departments for the psychology programs. So that's actually going to be taking up a number of my tour dates coming up this winter. I'm going to be speaking at Queen's University, University of British Columbia. I've got some talks for medical professionals out in Vancouver and Victoria. And I'm really excited about that. It's a nice new direction that things have kind of developed over the past couple of years. So yes, I still do teach classes occasionally, but I try to let the younger generation that's up and coming, I try to give them the opportunities to teach, because they need to do that. The scene needs to feed itself in the way that's the right way. So I've kind of stepped back a little bit from teaching large classes, but I've encouraged, you know, new and younger people to step in and fill that. The Bondage Basic book is done very, very well, and I want to shout out to Quiver Books, because they're the ones that published it. And that's one of the ways that I kind of became involved with the women and the men of the adult industry in LA, because I had a really good friend of mine, Holly Randall, shoot the book, and it's absolutely gorgeous, because Holly has a very distinct style, and really wanted it to be less less rough and less intimidating. So we went with a really colorful palette. We had really colorful rope. We wanted it to look more like a fashion shoot rather than a a hardcore bondage book. And that has really done quite well for me this year. I'm calling it glamcore bondage. And it's done so well that I have a second book coming out, which is a continuation of the first. And it's going to be, I think the launch party or the launch of that book is in February. It's going to be called How to Be Naughty, Your Guide to Modern Bondage. And it's the next step. It's the intermediate step. So if you pick up the Bondage Basics book and you get your feet wet and you find out some of the fun fundamentals that happen in it, then you pick up the second book, which is coming out this February, and shows you how to take it a little bit further. And I've had the opportunity to work with absolutely tremendous people. I mean, Holly's been one of them. Tara Patrick was incredible to work with. And everybody from Danny Daniels to Maddie O'Reilly, Samantha Roan, Stevie Shea, the list is very long. And Anna Fox, she was an absolute doll. I've been very, very lucky, and I'm really happy that everybody kind of pulled together to either donate their time or their energy to help me pull this book together. And it's a gorgeous book. So the second one comes out in February, and it's going to be a companion to the one that was just released.
Now, besides going out and purchasing your book, which is available, I'm sure, on Amazon.com, a little plug for Amazon because they need it from us. So we want to go ahead and make sure while we have you, we want to make sure that we get out the info about MBE, where they can go, what's the dates, everything.
Okay, so people can watch MBE for free online because our mandate has always been to make it a free event for viewers. At mbeworldwide.com. And that's going to be on October 1st. And not only do you get to watch the live stream from Toronto, you get to watch the other 8 cities from around the world. Also, you can come and participate and watch in person. We've set up a little GoFundMe page so you can get to the head of the line. We only have 2 rows of seats. And if you donate some money, you can... you can have a front row seat to MBE. One more thing I want to mention is this is my very last public performance, and I'm going to be doing it with my slave, my wife, Princess, and Blair DeVore, and it's going to be at midnight. So my very last performance is going to be at midnight, and that'll be my last one for MBE that I'll ever be broadcast. And we have something very special planned, and we've spent some time choreographing it with a dance instructor. So I hope people will watch at midnight. If they don't have time for anything else, please watch our final performance as we kind of close the curtain on NBE.
Well, sadly, I'm going to have to watch it online. I'm unable to attend. I really wanted to try and make it, but due to various reasons, I can't make it up there. Please tell us again, when is NBE?
Sure. It's October 1st, and people can find everything they need to know at mbeworldwide.com.
Perfect. Well, Morph, where can people find you out there on the interweb, social media, and such?
I've got a website at lordmorpheus.com, MORPHEOUS. Just do a Google search of me. I'll pop right up. There's an area on where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing. I hope to be coming to L.A. for Richard's big launch in February. That'd be very exciting. So if you see me at his event, please shake my hand because I'd love to say hi. I wish you all the best with that huge project you've been working on, Richard, because I'm really excited about your photography and really excited to see what it is you have coming up.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Yeah,
you're the pretty face. It's always the pretty ones.
Well,
I try.
Morpheus, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come on and try this whole Skype thing with us. So, Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug this week?
Not really.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. You can check out my new Clips for Sale store, AverageMoPOV.com, where you can see all sorts of fun things with girls sucking my dick. And if you want to see my galleries, my photos, all that kind of stuff, go to TheAverageMo.com. Thanks again, Lord Morpheus, and thanks for listening.